This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today at 11 a.m. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Ahead of the budget presentation, the Economic Survey 2023-24 was tabled in both Houses of Parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's seventh consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. During her pre-budget consultations, Finance Minister held meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, employment and skilling, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector. In the course of the consultations, Ms. Sitharaman assured experts and representatives that their suggestions would be carefully examined and considered while preparing the budget. The Economic Survey 2023-24 has projected a real gross domestic product (GDP) growth of 6.5 to 7% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the survey tabled by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament, she said the domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. The services sector continues to significantly contribute to India's growth, accounting for about 55% of the total size of the economy in the financial year 2024. The All India Association of Industries has said the economic survey paints an optimistic picture of the Indian economy by forecasting GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% for this year. The association's president, Dr. Vijay Kalantri, said in a statement that the survey has rightly identified MSMEs as the backbone of the economy and has emphasized on deregulation and digitization of the MSME sector. The government has asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. This was stated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan while replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, rejecting the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leak incidents have become rampant in the country. Mr. Pradhan said the CBI is investigating into the matter and the NEET examination issue is sub judice in the Supreme Court. Earlier, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while raising the alleged paper leak issue, said there is a very serious problem in the country's examination system. The government has said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment Shobha Karandlaje said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey, PLFS reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. The government today said that the country's domestic coal production increased by 11.65% in 2023-24. Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, in a written reply in Rajya Sabha, said the coal production in the country reached 997.26 million tons in 2023-24 compared to the previous year's 893.19 million tons. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavya has congratulated shooter Abhinav Bindra on being awarded the Olympic Order for outstanding contributions to the Olympic movement. In a social media post, Mr. Mandavya said that his achievement has filled the country with pride and is truly well-deserved. And in Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in a Group B match at Dambulla. In today's fixture, Indian will take on Nepal in the Group A clash at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.